It's the first week of class for many area colleges, including the University of Arkansas Fort Smith. The newest addition to the campus is a fitness center. The $11.5 million project was a student-led initiative. Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda attended this week's ribbon-cutting ceremony, and she has this report.
Students, staff, and alumni are packed into the lobby of the new Recreation and Wellness Center at the University of Arkansas Fort Smith. Because of crowding, some guests are peering over railing on the second floor to watch the ceremony. Nearby, athletes are practicing their shots on the basketball courts. The gray, blue, and bright green colors of a new 35-foot climbing wall and a 15-foot bouldering wall provide the backdrop for Chancellor Paul Barron, who tells the crowd this center is the culmination in the institution of being prepared and able to educate the whole person.
The center before you is a result of the intersection of motivated, talented students and the multiple opportunities that our university affords them. UAFS is truly the university of opportunity in the state of Arkansas.
Students first proposed the idea for the project in 2013. The Student Government Association hosted a special election for students to vote on a self-imposed fee of $5 per semester credit hour to fund the center's construction. The vote passed, and officials broke ground in April 2015.
I'm a proud alumni today. I really am.
Nawar Harefi is a former SGA secretary who worked on the project while she attended UAFS. She says the new fitness center was needed because the student body had outgrown the previous one. Prior to the special election, SGA members used social media to engage students in discussion.
That was kind of like the biggest argument against it. Why would I give my money for something I'll never get to utilize? And so then you got in the other side of the story, which was we are not just giving up our money, but we're investing not just in our community, but in our university, and this is something we're really proud of.
The debate continued until voting day for some people, including one non-traditional student who had returned to the classroom after about 20 years.
She said, why would I don't quite understand what I need to do. Like, I don't know if I should say yes or no to this. I'm not sure. So she spent 30 minutes at the voting poll. And so everyone was kind of like backed away, letting her vote. And then afterwards, she voted and she came up to me and she said, you know, I voted yes and I'd like you to know why. I voted yes because this building isn't for me. Yes, I'm a single mom trying to make ends meet, but this building is also for my daughter that might come here in the future in this community. And so that was, I think, just represents kind of like what the mentality of the students and why this idea came to fruition.
The facility may serve that student's daughter one day, but there are plenty of students who will find the center beneficial right now.
Not only, I think, will it focus or help them focus more on like their health and their diet, but I think it's it provides kind of an outlet. If there's anything that I learned as a college student, is that you're always going to need a stress reliever. People find that in different ways, but I think this building represents many, many, many different ways people can use an outlet to relieve their stress. So whether it's kickboxing or yoga or a game of basketball or rock climbing, I think this building has something for everyone, for them to kind of come in here and just forget school for a little bit and focus on themselves.
The new 47,000 square foot center features basketball and volleyball courts, an expanded fitness space, a walking and jogging track, and additional space for multi-purpose use. Because this was a student-funded venue, there was a possibility of fees for faculty and staff. Tony Jones, alumni and a former SGA vice president, says members of student government decided to let faculty and staff use the facility for free.
We voted, we'll still incur the cost, but because they do so much for us just on campus and then just love on us so well, we said, you know, no fee, you just come work out with us, we'll sweat together, and that'll be cost enough.
Recent graduates will also have access to the center for the number of semesters they paid the fee as a student. A UAFS ID will be required for entry, and new ones may be purchased at the records office on the second floor of the campus center. More information is available at campuslife.uafs.edu. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.